Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
The watch list, our look at the latest film and TV releases for the week ahead, and we're joined today by RTE Guide movie editor Michael Doherty and entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Hello, welcome guys.
Hey.
Morning, Brendan.
Michael, we'll start with TV. So Department Q, they're kind of saying this is Netflix answer to Slow Horses. I think it's much more interesting than Slow Horses.
Yeah, it's a lazy way of saying it, because there is an element of it in the sense that it's a story of based on a Danish series of novels. It's a story of a cop who has been he was involved in a bad operation in which, due to his own fault, he was shot and got his colleague killed. So he's dispatched to this Department Q, as it's called, which is down in the basement. So it's for all the misfits and the waifs and strays. So in that sense, it's a bit like Slow Horses. Like, it's these guys in the espionage world who are sort of, no one knows where to put them, so they put them all together. So yes, it's like that. But there's much more to it than that. It's a very complex story, and they start investigating one particular cold case, which leads them to a 9-episode story, which is very, very, very compelling.
So that case is going to be the whole.
That case is the entire nine series,
and we should warn people. It's kind of dark. Like,
it is. It is
loads
very dark,
of interesting.
Very good, and a very good cast. Like Matthew Good heads up, and then it's set in Edinburgh. It's transposed from Copenhagen to Edinburgh, and an amazing. They picked the best Scottish actors going: Kate Dickey, Mark Bonner.
Okay. Department Q.
Sure, yeah, so well
Netflix.
Written.
That's there now. Serena, we mentioned this last week, but you've actually seen the new season of And Just Like That, which is on Sky Comedy and Now. So
I went into this very cynical, going, oh, the other two were so bad, but I don't know what it is. We must still keep watching, I think, because Sex and the City was so imprinted on us at such a pivotal time of our lives. We still go back, even if it's not great. As soon as it started, I was like, oh, I'm happy to be here. And then as it went on, look, it does have its flaws, but out of the three seasons,
they've cracked it.
I think they have. They have finally figured out how to write, not perfectly, but they finally figured out the voices that they want these women to have in their 50s. They've gotten rid of a lot of the side characters and the side characters of the side characters. So you're connecting with less people. And can I just say, Rosie O'Donnell's cameo in episode one, if you're not a fan, just watch it for that. It's actually quite good.
Yeah. And we won't tell people what she is
so
and
good.
What she does. Yeah. Okay. That's And Just Like That on Sky Comedy. And now, Michael, St. Denis Medical, this starts on BBC One on next Friday. So this is a new mockumentary style comedy set in a hospital. Sounds promising.
It is very promising, actually. I suppose two of the recent tropes in TV are actually going back a bit, is hospital drama and those mockumentaries post office where they break the fourth wall. So this is a hospital drama that breaks the fourth wall. And it's just very interesting. It really is like The Office, except instead of a printing press in Slough, it is, you know, a hospital where everything goes wrong and they're sort of glancing at the camera going, whoops, and this has gone wrong. And it gives them great mileage. I mean, it's the guys actually who produced The US Office, so they know what they're doing.
Okay.
And, you know, good cast, and there's loads of scope, because if you can think about an office, there's a certain amount of things that can go wrong, but in a hospital situation where money is tight and people are overworked and underpaid, there's lots of stuff that can go wrong. So I found this very enjoyable.
And life and death, indeed.
And life and death, and everything in between.
Yeah. BBC One from next Friday. Serena Bonner, Stories of Surrender, is up on Apple TV now. So you're a big U2 fan.
Huge. So I have to say that to begin with.
Yeah.
I love U2. Although when Bono brought out his memoir and he announced he was going on this one-man stage show, I was like, oh, I don't think I really need to see that. And then I watched this documentary and went, why didn't I go see that? This is based on his memoir, Stories of Surrender. It talks about his life from when he was a kid right through to now. The way it's done is really interesting. It's shot in black and white, but it's not really pompous. I know he's a massive showman and you still see that, but it's so stripped back. There's a real vulnerability to Bono. The way it's done, like, it's just him on stage, but then he has, for props, a table and chairs, and he's using those to help tell his story. Mm. It sounds mad, but it works. And then he breaks it out into song, but it works. I cried. I actually cried watching this. It's so good.
Better than you think it might be.
Oh, it's fabulous. Give it a watch.
Bono, Stories of Surrender on Apple TV now. Michael, just briefly, you wanted to let people know that Irish documentary that people were raving about last year, Housewife of the Year, will be on RTE1 tomorrow night at 9:30.
Yeah, Housewife of the Year, it's scooped all, a lot of awards, including at Galway. It's a look at the famous Caller Cosengas Housewife of the Year, which sort of a lovely girls type competition that ran between the 60s and 90s. But what I liked about it, and this is to the credit of Kieran Cassidy, is that I thought he was going to take the mickey of it. I thought he was going to be like a lovely girl's thing. But in fact, it's not. He's actually making the point that this was very important for Irish women back then, who had very little sort of agency in their home, thanks to the church, thanks to political life. And here they had this competition aimed for them. And a lot of the women who actually were taking part, who we meet now in later life, and they still have their sash, which is lovely. But a lot of them went into politics and went into gender politics. And it was very important for them. And it's so it isn't just
okay,
what you
not
expect.
Just a
dig.
Easy sneer.
An easy sneer,
okay.
Yeah.
Housewife of the Year, RT1 tomorrow night at 9:30. Serena, I feel another show we could look back on in years to come and go, how did people think this was allowed to happen, is Love Island. And Love Island will be upon us again soon. But first up, we have Love Island, A Decade of Love, which is tonight at 9 on Virgin Media 2.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of Love Island, to celebrate, I can't believe it's been around for 10 years. So what they're going to do is they're bringing back some iconic, they're bringing back iconic couples who are still together. But don't worry, if you want some of the ones who aren't still together to appear, they are going to be appearing. I mean, we'll see the likes of Danny on it. And what they do is basically just an hour of clips, the best of. So if you've never seen Love Island in your life, want to know what it's all about, maybe this is the way to watch to know if it's for you.
A Decade of Love, yeah. The MTV2 tonight at 9 p.m. Michael, a lot of people really looking forward to Mountainhead, which I think is on Sky Atlantic from today.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Jesse Armstrong, who created Succession.
Yeah.
Is it good?
It's very good. Yeah. It's a blue, bleak satire. It follows four tech bros who, like horrible masses of the universe, who go off to this mountain lair to play poker while the world is burning around them, burning to all the efforts of their own. Like, they're just horrible people who are, three of them are billionaires and one isn't a billionaire, so he's the least alpha of them. and they pick on him because he hasn't quite made the 1 billion mark. But through their actions and through things they've created, which is like deep fake AI, it's gone abroad in the world and people are actually fighting and shooting each other because people have put up using these guys' technology, they've put deep fake up. And it's given the excuse for people, for warring factions, to go to war. They're oblivious.
And this is all happening.
They're up there and they're discussing modes of alienation and they're discussing, Hegel and Plutarch, and they're trying to justify themselves. They have no moral compass. They don't care about what's happening to the economy, to the climate, to the moral compass of the world. These are just four tech bros.
This sounds totally on the nose. Yeah.
It's absolutely. And you can, it's very thinly, and they're wafer thinly veiled of a lot of the tech bros that are very close to a certain US president, but very dark. But it's not so much, it's dystopian, but it doesn't feel as if it's that far away.
Okay, Mountainhead on Sky Atlantic from today, and that's a one-off film.
It's a one-off feature.
Yeah. Serena, so Tyler Perry, some people will have heard of him. Like he's a big kind of showrunner in the US. He's kind of like a Brendan O'Carroll in America in ways. Like he's an industry unto himself.
Big Mama, was that the one that? He's
taken on politics now.
He is
On Netflix. She the People.
So look, if you know his brand and his type of comedy, you will like this. I think if you're looking for something light, it's about a woman who is unexpectedly elected as lieutenant governor. I don't even know what that means, but it's some position of politics in America. The guy she's working under is a real racist. They make her live on a plantation. But what he tries to do is he finds the political side of stuff by making it comical as well. And he also makes a bit of a family comedy drama.
Okay.
And for me,
does all that work?
I enjoyed it. I mean, the episodes are very short, so even if it's starting to get on your nerves,
the
22 minutes, it's up. 8 are available now. The next 8 will drop on August 15. I was disappointed when I didn't have the next 8, so I must have enjoyed it.
Okay, She the People, and that's on Netflix now. Michael, brief bit of cinema then. Do you want to talk about the Salt Path?
Yes, it's a new film. It was based on a really global selling book. It's a story of Rainer Wynn and her husband, who were made homeless through a bad transaction. And they ended up saying, okay, we're homeless, so what can we do? Well, what we can do is let's just go for a 600-mile hike and bring a tent. And so we're not homeless, we're camping. But that's all very well, except all they had was about 100 quid between them. They're both in their 50s. And one guy husband was diagnosed with a degenerative brain disease. And yet they take all of that on board and they go for this hike.
Any good?
It's superb. And Gillian Anderson and Jason Isaacs played a couple.
Jason Isaacs is kind of having a moment.
And true story. And if you didn't know it was a true story, you'd think that can't happen. But it did. And it's remarkable.
That's in Salt Path in selected cinemas now. Michael Doherty and Serena Bellissimo, thank you both very much. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.